Good morning, everyone. This is Sal. Sally, hope you all are doing well. It's Monday, the 11th of July, and it's 10:48 a.m. Today, I want to speak about a very important topic, and that is, how comfortable are you providing feedback? Now, this could be positive feedback, or it could be negative feedback. And the key here is, it is equally relevant in your personal life as well as in your professional life. It's not always comfortable providing negative feedback, but it is so essential because that gives the other provider the opportunity to improve and make changes. Some people feel uncomfortable doing that because they think that they're blaming the other person and pointing out areas where they fell short and resulting in a poor customer satisfaction issue. I am of the opinion that that's not the case. It's a very valuable way for people to, one, recognize where their blind spots are, two, understand where the shortcomings are, and three, and most importantly, modify their actions and behaviors and change and improve so that the next time the interaction happens, it's a positive one. Now, some people also feel uncomfortable providing positive feedback, and that should be done as much as possible for the right reasons. One rule of thumb is, if you're providing positive feedback, do it publicly and quickly. And if you're providing negative feedback, do it one-on-one and separately. Don't want to provide negative feedback in a group environment. Let me give you an example. If you are at a restaurant and you order a nice meal, and what you received from the standpoint of your entree or your appetizer was suboptimal, then, and the person comes by and asks how is everything, you need to give them the honest, candid feedback. If the steak is not cooked correctly, or it is overcooked, or it's different to your expectation, or, you know, the soup is cold, or the bread is stale, whatever the reason or whatever the object, the actual situation is, you need to give them that feedback. On the flip side, if everything is awesome and it was the best, chicken parmesan that you had, then you need to give that feedback as well, because feedback is the only way they are going to be able to hear from their customers and valuable clients like yourself. And companies today spend a huge amount of money getting that direct feedback. So please go ahead and do that. Now, the same situation may apply if you are traveling. I just came back from a trip to Chicago, and I went to a very, very nice hotel chain. I won't name it because, you guys can guess which one it is. And, the hotel room was nice, but there were a few issues. And I provided that feedback. The pool wasn't working. I had chosen that hotel because of the pool, and it was unavailable on the first day, and then I was told it'll be open at 5:30 in the morning the next day, and I went at 5:30 and it wasn't open, so I was unable to use the pool or the hot tub, and that was an important aspect of my purchase decision and my selection criteria. In addition, the air conditioning was suboptimal, and even though I set it at 66 degrees, it was actually very warm, and I was not able to sleep fully and the way I wanted to. So it was important that I went to the front office the next day before checking out and provided that feedback. Now, you want to do it in a way that is, not being rude, but being firm yet assertive, and being precise, and don't sugarcoat it, but give the organization an ability to react and make a change. Now, in this particular situation, the front desk person told me that their manager had just left, but I would receive a call from the next duty manager in the afternoon. Like, the call never happened. And 2-3 days have passed and I have still not heard anything. So that's another issue, right? When you say you're going to do something, go ahead and do it. Let there not be a gap between your say versus do actions, because that makes the situation even worse. So when you do get the feedback, make sure that as an organization, as a person, as a frontline employee, or as a spouse or a family member, you provide the feedback quickly. And if you're on the receiving end, you take action and you acknowledge the feedback and respond in a timely fashion as well. Many times when an organization does that, their brand value actually goes up and their brand significance in the eyes of the customer actually improves. You can overturn a negative situation into a positive one and get even closer to the customer, provided you listen, you acknowledge, and you take action, and you correct the previous aspects or shortfalls in a timely fashion. Time is of the essence here. Do not let feedback just stay like damp water in a tank without any action being taken. So this is a quick podcast on how comfortable you are in providing feedback, both positive and negative. Go ahead and do that, and that is an effective way for you to provide quick response to the organization. Now, this is very relevant even in your personal life. If you are in a situation and with a spouse or with another family member, and they did something that you didn't like, or they did something that you did like, provide that feedback. Don't attack the person. Talk about the position and talk about the situation. And the goal should be to make it better. That is the goal. For both of you to get to a better state than you were before the feedback was provided. Let me know what your thoughts are. This is Sal Selly. Thank you for listening. Take care.